And welcome back. Ben Fuchs with us. George Norrie here. Ben, we just heard from Rebecca Kozak. It really made a difference for her, didn't it?
It changed her life. And I've been I've known her for now 7 or 8 years, and I watched the transformation. It's absolutely amazing. And it's not just her. It's so many people have transformed their health condition, their body shape, their body size, the amount of drugs they're taking, just completely transformed their health lives simply by getting on these supplements. These supplements are so powerful, and the strategies are so powerful. It is incumbent upon everybody who's dealing with a health challenge to give this a shot. And by the way, George, we teach people how to train others in nutritional supplementation, and you can make a business out of it as well. So if this sounds intriguing to anybody or anybody out there who's interested in learning more about nutrition, call Youngevity, call Critical Health News today and ask about joining the team. We're looking for business builders all the time.
1-855-949-7234. There's a great staff there, huh?
Great staff. They take good notes. They know everything that I know, and they understand the products inside and out.
Back to the phone. Let's go to Medina, Ohio. Joe's with us. Welcome to the program, Joseph. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, George and Ben. Both of you are true patriots. George, as you know, I call in frequently, and I talk about the battles that I'm dealing with. I was diagnosed with over 30-some different diagnoses, from toxic encephalopathy to electromagnetic radiation poisoning. And a couple of my doctors are no longer with us, unfortunately. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Ray, William J. Ray from the Environmental Health Center. Brilliant man. But long story short, I wanted to wanted you to comment on a particular supplement that I believe that's completely saved my life to this point. It's called acetylcysteine, or NAT for short. And then the other thing, George, I want you to look into Dr. Jack Cruz. He just retired. He's a neurosurgeon. The man's brilliant. And Ben, one thing, you're spot on. I mean, we're at the end of the day, first of all, power of prayer, number one, but it's our immune system that keeps us alive. But there's one missing component that very few people are getting their heads around, and that's the nanotechnology, or AI, and it's self-replicating in the body. And how it's getting in is via through the shot, which has already been confirmed by many doctors and scientists that I personally know. Ben, I know people, doctors that are on the advisory committee for Kennedy. Dr. Artis, who is one of George's guests, came out and said, of course, which I've known for a long time, snake venom was in the vaccine, along with other guests. And my big thing is what they're trying to do is this with the self-replication and AI is transhumanism. If you could comment. Thank you.
Well, first of all, Dr. Jack Cruz is absolutely brilliant, and I get a lot of great information from him. I absolutely love his stuff. It's pretty technical, so it's not for everybody, but definitely right on with Dr. Cruz. NAC is one of the all-time great nutritional supplements. You'll find it in Youngevity's Immortalium. It's incredibly valuable for the liver. It's also important for the skin. In fact, NAC has actually been used to treat addictive disorders, psychological disorders of the brain. So I'm a big fan of NAC. I've been recommending it and using it every since I graduated from pharmacy school, because we learn about it in pharmacy school. It's the one nutritional supplement you'll actually find in emergency rooms, and it's used to treat liver poisoning. It's absolutely incredible, and I highly recommend anybody who's dealing with metabolic syndrome or liver health issues or any kind of detoxification purposes to get on Youngevity's Immortalium, which is a great anti-aging telomere improving supplement. It also is a wonderful source of N-acetylcysteine. And once again, George, your callers are super, super smart, and your listeners as well.
Sure are. Let's go to Tom for a text and tweet for you, Ben. What do you have, Tom?
Hey, Ben, Jacob from Washington State would like you to explain the exact process of what happens when you eat a French fry.
You can't come up with
a greasy French fry, right?
What's a more horrible food for human consumption? I shouldn't say that, because there's a lot of horrible foods, but it's almost iconic for its horribleness, French fries. I'll tell you why. First of all, fried fats are probably, arguably anyway, the worst thing a human being can put into their bodies. deep fried vegetable oils, or any kind of fried, or any kind of heated oils. Once an oil becomes heated, it becomes distorted, it becomes pro-inflammatory, it becomes pro-carcinogenic, it accelerates the aging process, and most importantly, these fried fats inflame the intestine. Once that intestine becomes inflamed, you end up with what's called, as we've talked about several times already, a leaky gut. Toxicity enters into the bloodstream, and you're off to the disease races. This is so important for everybody to understand. The first step in the chronic degenerative disease process is toxicity getting into the bloodstream through a leaky gut. And anything you can do, or anything you do, to inflame the intestinal lining will exacerbate this condition. French fries do just that. On top of all of that, they distort the cell membrane. It's all about the cell, as we've said before. Once that cell membrane becomes distorted, the cells become dysfunctional, and once again, you begin the disease process. On top of all of that, you've got the GMOs from the potatoes, and you've got the high carbohydrates from the potatoes. It would be very difficult to think of a worse food for a human being to ingest than French fries, although potato chips are also right up there. A collective desire for fried fats is behind much of our epic health challenges, biblical health challenges. And the less fried fats you put into your system, the healthier you're going to be.
Oh, my God. Hardening of the arteries, Ben.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It inflames the arteries. It inflames the cells that line the arteries. Heart disease, cancer, autoimmunity, inflammatory conditions of all kinds ensue following the ingestion of these fats. But you know what, George? One of the best ways to wean yourself off of these fried fats that everybody loves so much is ultimate EFAs. The more ultimate EFAs you ingest, that's Longevity's ultimate EFAs, and also ultimate EFA plus, the less you're going to want the fried fats. We have a built-in drive for fats, and unfortunately, the food industry has taken advantage of that, has leveraged that built-in drive. We can hack into that by using the ultimate EFAs and the ultimate EFA plus from Longevity.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That toll-free number to call again is 1-855-949-7234. Let's go to David in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, pharmacist Ben. Hey, I'm a first-time caller. And I have two questions, if I could.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, the first one is, my son is 2 years old. He got the vaccine shots or whatever shots they give you when you're like one. He came home a little different. Like some of his motor skills are kind of backwards now.
Oh, man.
But he hasn't been diagnosed with autism or anything, but he does have some signs that we've seen online. And we've been giving him like some a drop. It's called Everyday Gut and Body Detox Liquid Zyolite, and then a spray that's Advanced Cellular Detox, and it's a nano size zeolite, something like that.
Yeah, you're on the right track. The zeolite will absorb some of those toxins. I would get them on plant derived minerals as soon as possible. One of the neat things about plant derived minerals is they can act as detoxifiers. They can replace toxins they can help detoxify toxicity that comes in through vaccines and other places where you get toxins enter into the body. So plant-derived minerals are very important. Also, probiotics, good bacteria, are very important. One of the things that these injections do is they disrupt the microbiome, the bacteria that live in the intestine, and anything you could do to support intestinal health. It sounds like somebody's giving you some good advice already. It sounds like you're already focusing on the intestine. That's where you want to focus, and I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It's not rocket science to take care of yourself, is it?
It's so simple, George. It's unbelievable. There's like 3 or 4 things you got to do. Eat less calories. Make sure you're on a nutritional supplement program. Practice slow, deep breathing. Meditate. Plug into spirituality, to God, whatever that is for you. Make sure that you're using mental and emotional strategies. It's not a lot of stuff. And most importantly, it's not medical. I can't emphasize this enough. Our health challenges are not medical. They're lifestyle. And this is no knock on the medical professionals who do wonderful work when it comes to trauma. This is what medicine should be about, fixing broken bones. repairing broken blood vessels. When you get it, God forbid, into a car accident. They do wonderful work in that way. But our health challenges, by and large, are based in how we're living our lives. So by changing the way you eat, getting on a supplement program, making sure you're moving your body and exercising, you can go do tremendous things to not cure, but reverse the chronic degenerative disease process, because the body wants to be healthy. It's programmed into our very self, and we can observe this healing process every time we cut ourselves. Something as simple as a shaving cut is a demonstration, a testimony to the power of the human body to heal, to adjust, to pull the ups down and the downs up. It's called homeostasis, and the body is always looking to balance itself. Give yourself the raw materials that you need to build a healthy body, remove the toxicity out of the body, make sure you move the body, make sure you're breathing correctly and drinking water. These are simple things, and we can all do them from the comfort of our own living rooms and bathrooms and kitchens without medical intervention.
I think David had a second question in Omaha. Go ahead, Dave.
I do. I got a 12-year-old daughter. She thinks she has ADHD. She's restless. She fidgets a lot, and memory loss, and she hates if we make any changes in plans. And then I was also going to mention, we found a little bit of mold in our basement. Would that have anything to do with any of it?
Well, yeah, the mold isn't going to help, but ADHD in children needs to be regarded as a food and nutritional supplement condition. Now, there are also, sometimes there's emotional issues that are involved too, but first and foremost, get her off the sugar, make sure her breakfast consists of protein and fats, something like fish, for example, shrimp, sardines, eggs. No Pop-Tarts or potatoes or toast or any of the refined carbohydrates the kids go off to school with, and make sure she gets on some Beyond Tangy Tangerine, especially featuring the B vitamins. You know, when we eat sugar, carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, this depletes our body of key nutrients that are specifically important for the brain. And this is one of the reasons why ADHD, attention deficit disorder, rates are skyrocketing. It's because our kids are going off to school with nutrients that are with foods that are depleting their bodies of brain nutrients. So, changing her breakfast before she goes off to school and high protein, good quality fat, and getting her on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine before she goes off to school will make a world of difference for her.
Let's go to Ethna in New Jersey now. Ethna, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Ben and George. You know, I tried to call you 6 weeks ago, and when I did, they kind of disconnected me. I guess they thought I didn't have a question to ask you, but I have a question on my 91-year-old parents. My mother had fallen and hit her head about 2 years ago, and she was confused, and it took a while for her to get back. And then my family moved them to a assisted living facility out of their house. And in the last year and a half, my mother has got more confused. And my dad, who used to play pickleball a year and a half ago and drive and shop and do things, now just sits in his chair and doesn't even, like, walk down the hall. And if I call him after he's had dinner half an hour later, he doesn't even remember what he ate.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm thinking I want to suggest some supplements, but my family, my brother and sister are controlling the money, and I've been pushing to get some of these supplements that you and Dr. Wallach spoke about, and I'm wondering what you might suggest that might
have a... So much. One of the great gifts of the human body is the more deficient we are in nutrients, the faster those nutrients are absorbed. Like a dry sponge sucks up more water than a wet sponge, and older folks are typically going to be deficient in nutrients because they've been eating the same way for 70, 80, 90 years. They don't want to change, and most of them aren't supplementing. So you can do an amazing job on your parents' health, brain health, by using nutritional supplements, specifically the Healthy Brain, the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack, number one, the Synaptive, number two, and the Ultimate Niacin, number three, and of course the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is going to be part of the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack. My dad, God rest his soul, had Alzheimer's disease. He was in the nursing home. And I would sneak him beyond Tangy Tangerine when he was in the nursing home, and I would watch the color and the life force come back into his face as he was drinking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Of course, they wouldn't let him do it. I had to sneak it into him. But I could actually observe the difference as he was sipping the BTT. If you can get your parents to lay off of refined carbohydrates and sweets and desserts, that will help as well. But if not, Synaptive, Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack, and Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and the ultimate niacin. Niacin is stupendously valuable for the brain. In fact, niacin deficiency is known to cause dementia. The disease that's caused by niacin deficiency is called pellagra, and one of the classic signs of pellagra is dementia. And you got to wonder how many of our older folks who are suffering from dementia and diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease are simply deficient in this one single nutrient. Get your dad and your mom on the ultimate niacin, the healthy body, brain, and heart pack, and the longevity Synaptive, and watch the difference.
Ethna, call this number if you missed anything, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, what do you recommend for Parkinson's disease?
Parkinson's, I'm so glad you asked that. I've been working with a guy, he might be listening to the show tonight, in Alabama. It's so easy to treat Parkinson's. Now, I've been talking about the condition all today, and pretty much every time I talk about health, I talk about the relationship between a leaky gut and chronic degenerative disease. Parkinson's is a poster child for this relationship. And I've been talking about how important digestive health is and correcting leaky gut is for Parkinson's disease for years. Just in the last year or a year and a half, the medical model is now starting to understand finally that there's an important connection between digestive health and Parkinson's. In fact, now they're recommending, you're going to love this, George, fecal transplants for Parkinson's disease. You know what that is, I'm sure.
Fecal transplants.
So I know you love talking about that kind of stuff. But the reason is because a disrupted microbiome, that is the bacteria in the intestine, are behind not just movement disorders and brain health issues and Parkinson's disease, but all chronic degenerative disease. So I've been working with this guy. He was on all kinds of medication. Nothing was helping him. I said, Chris, I'm guaranteeing you we're going to make a huge difference in your Parkinson's disease. Surprise, surprise. Within 2 weeks, he's better than he was after years of being on medication for Parkinson's, and now that it's been 6 months, he's almost a new man. This is what's possible, George, and it's not because I'm super smart. Anybody can do it. You work on digestive health. You stabilize your blood sugar. You make sure you get on a good nutritional supplement program. You contact, work with the spiritual dimension, with mental and emotional health, and every single chronic degenerative disease you can name will begin to reverse itself because it's in the body's nature to heal. It's in the body's nature to repair. It's in the body's nature to be healthy. We have to go out of our way to disrupt the built-in healing process of the body. And as soon as you take out the impediments to the healing process and put in some good nutritional supplements and change your lifestyle, every single chronic degenerative disease symptom can begin to reverse itself.
We're going to come back and take final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to set another world record and to call a toll-free number where there are people there that will help you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, I want to thank you again. You're doing a great job for us.
Thank you. I appreciate that, George. And, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way. I wouldn't do anything different. It's my personal, spiritual, and professional mission to help people understand how easy it is to be healthy and strong and live a good, long, beautiful, wonderful 120-year lifespan, which is what we're all entitled to.
You sometimes run into people and say, hey, I heard you on that Coast to Coast show.
All the time, George. All the time. It's amazing. You got some really, really loyal listeners, and you do great work as well.
We do, too. Let's go east of the Rockies. Mike is with us, truck driving in Texas. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Michael. I had a question. I've been diagnosed with diabetes for a while now. After a couple of times I heard you on the show, I changed my diet drastically. You know, truck stop food is not good for you. I bought some utensils, started cooking for myself in the truck.
Nice.
Gave up all bread, and God, I hate you for this, but I gave up French fries. And
how do you feel?
I feel better. I've lost 100 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Yep. George, listen, this is what's possible. Everybody yep. listening, this is what's possible.
Well, get them on pounds. Sweeties.
Get on the Sweeties. Get on the Ultimate Niacin. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. In fact, Michael, I'm going to send you a jug. You made me so happy. I'm going to send you a jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me.
Oh, that's awesome. Because what I've picked up is from listening to you is that this diabetes is actually reversible, isn't it?
That is exactly. That's the whole point. It's reversible without drugs, without doctors, without medical intervention, from the comfort of your own kitchen and living room. And you are a testimony. You're a living testimony. I encourage you to go out and tell everybody. Tell your friends what you've done. To stand on every rooftop you could find and scream, this is reversible. We've got a condition, George, where 1 out of 3 Americans have either dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, or full-blown diabetes, and it leads to every single chronic degenerative disease you can name, this metabolic syndrome issue that Rebecca and Dr. Wallach just wrote a book on. Sir, Michael, get Tom to get your address to Tom. I'm going to send you out some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You made me so happy tonight. Thank you so much for sharing that.
What percent of the population is diabetic, Ben?
Probably close to 50%.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, George? 1 out of 2 of us. And that's diagnosed. We don't even know. We don't know about people who are non-diagnosed. But close to 50% have either prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. It used to be in the 1950s, it was like 1 in 2%. When I was in pharmacy school in the 1980s, it was 20%. Now it's almost 50%. This is craziness. And as Michael just said and proved, it's reversible. He lost 100 pounds, George, 100 pounds simply by modifying his diet. I don't know if he's still on.
That helps. He's talking to Tom.
Okay, great. Tom's going to get mad at me. Sorry, Tom. This made me so happy.
First-time caller, Tom, in Arizona. Hello, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, George and Ben.
Hey.
Ben, excellent information, always so well-spoken. I think both of you guys deserve and have a great voice for the radio. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Tom.
I'm kind of slowly losing my vision as I age. I'm hanging in there pretty well, but my optic nerve, I was born, and it is hereditary but rare in our family, with an optic nerve that is kind of small in size. MRI indicates that it's definitely a developmental issue. And that recent MRI has just said, hey, look, there's nothing we can do about it. So the only thing that I can think of is nutrition. I am slowly losing my vision. I am on the Tangy Tangerine. I love that stuff. I do take some supplements, but I'm confused as to what could really target the optic nerve and possibly slow it down from progressing to a worse condition as I get older, because it is a progressive with age issue that I have. And now that I'm getting older, it's changing kind of quickly.
Well, you don't want to think about targeting the optic nerve. And as I said at the beginning of the program, it's very difficult to target a specific part of the body. You want to work on the body as a whole and let the body take care of the specific areas that are breaking down. That being said, Ingevity's got a great eye vitamin called Ocutive. I highly recommend you get on that, as well as the Vision FX. That would also help you. And then work on your blood sugar. The number one cause of optic issues and general inflammation, which causes this optic neuritis, which is what you're describing there, Tom, is dysglycemia or disturbances in blood sugar, which gets worse as we get older. So even if you haven't been diagnosed as such, treat yourself like a diabetic. Get on the Sweeties, get on the healthy blood sugar pack, throw in the Ultimate Niacin. And you might also want to consider pigments, colors that are found in fruits and veggies. Longevity's got a wonderful pigment product that you might want to consider getting on, called the 20 Daily or the 18 Daily. And it's made with spinach, carrot, garlic, kale, cauliflower, celery, various pigments that are found in these fruits and vegetables. They got one called the 20 Daily, another one. I'd probably get on the 20 Daily, and that might help you as well.
Did you hear about Elton John claiming he's blind now?
Yeah, I did hear. I hope he calls me. I can help him. It did hear me. First I heard it was one eye, and then it was both eyes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. He just announced both eyes this weekend.
Yeah, I did hear that. And you know what? Hopefully one of his representatives will give me a call, because I love Elton John. I'm a big Elton John fan.
There's our final text and tweet for the night with Tom. What do you have for us, Thomas?
Hey, Ben. Carson in North Dakota. He says he has no cartilage in his knee and wants to know if using the treadmill will make it worse.
Yeah, probably you want to be careful about getting on a treadmill, but a couple things that I would get on is the glucogel caps immediately. I would take triple or quadruple the dose. I take 12 glucogel caps myself. Glucogel, by the way, is not
12?
Just
12? You take 12?
A day. And it's not just important for cartilage, for joints and for cartilage. Glucogel caps are important for the blood vessels and for the cardiovascular system. And when we talk about glucogel, oftentimes we talk about arthritis and we talk about joints, but it's really important for the blood vessels. In fact, all of the connective tissue, you know, the most important part of the body when it comes to all of the misery of the aging process is the connective tissue. And building the connective tissue is the very essence of anti-aging. And all these strategies we've been talking about all night tonight with stabilizing blood sugar and correcting digestive health issues really work by helping protect the connective tissue. Working on the connective tissue is the very essence of anti-aging. The glucogel caps do just that, not just for the cartilage, but also for the fascia, which connect all the organs together inside the body, as well as the blood vessels and the cardiovascular system. I'd be getting on that right away. I'd also be getting on the ultimate EFAs, which are powerfully anti-inflammatory, as we mentioned earlier. In fact, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack will cover all your bases, and I would highly recommend you get on that. Be careful of exercise with no cartilage, at least leg exercises, because you can really mess up the joints and the connections between the bones where the cartilage would work ordinarily be.
Let's go to Nashville, Tennessee. Kirk's with us. Hey, Kirk, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kirk.
Hello. It's a very good show. I enjoy it when Ben's on there. Ben, two questions. What are your comments on using vitamin K2 to reduce or possibly eliminate arterial plaques? And the other one, creatine has been shown to be useful, is what I've read, for the treatment of Alzheimer's. I just would like your comments on those
Absolutely.
Two supplements.
Absolutely, man. Your listeners are so good, George.
Yeah, they really are.
Unbelievable.
We've helped them.
Yeah, K2 is a super, super valuable nutrient. One of those ones that you don't hear a lot about. It's very important for helping attract calcium, keep calcium in the bones. Of course, calcification of soft tissues is one of the ways that we meet our demise, unfortunately. K2 is really very important for keeping calcium in the bones. It's also been associated with the heart disease prevention as well as promoting brain function. And then creatine, oh my gosh, George, that is one of the greatest underappreciated nutrients a human being could ever take, particularly as we get older. Now, I've been using creatine. I've been lifting weights my whole life pretty much, and I've been using creatine when I come home from the gym now for probably close to 40 years. It is an incredibly valuable supplement, not just for weightlifters and for bodybuilders, but for the elderly, especially as this gentleman points out, for the brain, and also for the skin. It turns out that creatine is wonderful for protecting the skin from photo damage from the sun. People, elderly folks who are frail can benefit from creatine. Creatine neutralizes acid that tends to build up as toxicity accrues in the body over the course of time. And for elderly folks, it's very important to get on a resistance training program. You don't have to go to the gym necessarily, but even just some 5-pound dumbbells. And you can do curls with them. You could do squats with them. You can do little exercises with them. Resistance training is very, very important for older folks as the aging process kicks in and our muscles start to get weaker. It's very important to build those muscles and get stronger, and that's why creatine can be helpful for building tissue, for building muscles, as well as collagen peptides. And Jeffy's got a great collagen peptide product. And shout out to my friend Stan Dennison, who formulated the absolute best protein supplement, meal replacement supplement called TMR. Longevity called the folks at Critical Health News and asked them for TMR. I particularly like the chocolate TMR. I know Tommy is a big fan of the TMR as well. So building muscle is very important. Creatine can help you do that. And vitamin K, to answer to answer the question, is also very important for helping strengthen the bones and remove calcium and calcium plaques from the arteries.
Ben, what's going on with actor Bruce Willis, who has frontal lobe dementia?
Yeah, you know what? He can be helped, too. You know, all these folks can be helped. What happens is they go the medical route because that's what we're told to do, and the medical folks can't do anything because it's not medical. It's lifestyle. So for our friend Bruce Willis, who I absolutely love as an actor, he should be on the Synaptive, and he should be on the Ultimate EFAs, and he should be on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack.
I-26, right?
And the I-26, absolutely, because of the relationship between digestive health and brain health. George, there's so many things we can do. Nobody needs to suffer from a chronic degenerative disease. It's an aberration. The body is not supposed to have these things. They represent a failure in how we live our lives, and all of that is correctable. Get on a good nutritional supplement program. We can help you do that at Youngevity. Call your folks at Critical Health News, and if you want to build a business around it and teach other people how to use nutritional supplements, we welcome you and we want you on the team.
Let's get Cliff in from San Pedro, California. Cliff, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, George, for having me on.
Sure thing, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff.
I wanted to commend the good doctor, the good pharmacist, about all your work that you do to educate people about what's never taught in med school, nutrition.
Thank you.
But I have a simple question for you. I take a lot of vitamins myself. I might be up there with George. I could be over. Probably about 50. A little under 50 maybe a day.
Yeah, you're about 10 over, Cliff. You're 10 over me.
Well, some of it's probably superfluous. I don't know. But that's why I called. Is it possible to take too many vitamins? It seems to me that your body just uses what it would need and gets rid of the rest, right?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult to take too many. You have to go really over, like go crazy, swallow a whole bottle of vitamin A pills or something. The fatty vitamins.
The body excretes it, doesn't it?
The body will excrete them. There are certain minerals you want to be a little bit careful of, zinc and selenium, for example. You don't want to take too much of those. And that's why plant-derived minerals are so nice, because you can't overdose on plant-derived minerals. You can take as much of those as you want. There's no toxicity associated with them. And then most vitamins you're not going to have an issue with. The fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, you want to be a little bit more careful with because they're stored. But you're not going to – the worst that will happen is you'll get some jaundice maybe, or you may have a little bit of what they call hypervitaminosis, but it's not going to be deadly. So it's very difficult to do. It's better to err on the side of a little bit extra, than, in my opinion, not take enough.
Absolutely. Ben, how do people get a hold of you? Through criticalhealthnews.com.
Critical Health News. I also want to remind everybody we do a program every day, 1 to 2 p.m. called Daily with Doc. I'm on every Friday. That's 1 to 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And we do them. We talk about longevity. We talk about nutrition. We talk about health. And there's a guest on with Rebecca. Rebecca Kozak, the host of the program, is a guest on every day, and I'm on. On Fridays, and I'd love it if folks would tune in. And if you're in the Colorado area, hopefully we'll see you on December 13th and 14th in Longmont, Colorado.
You have a great Christmas, my friend, and we'll talk to you in 6 weeks, okay?
Next year we'll talk, 2025. God bless you, my friend.
You got it. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, and again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Up next in a moment on Coast to Coast, we're going to talk about Expedition Bigfoot. Primates, creatures are all over the place. And then in the last hour of the program, we will take your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. And we're talking with a PhD doctor who was once a Miami Dolphins cheerleader. And she decided to go into this field. It's truly remarkable. So we'll talk about all of that when we come back on Coast to Coast AM.